I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. Thanks for joining us. Let's start today by talking about Dreamers. Those are the immigrants who came to the U.S. as children without documentation and received DACA status. DACA is short for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It was initiated by President Obama in 2012, but Obama's not in the White House anymore. And despite President Trump's contention that he has a big heart when it comes to Dreamers, many with DACA status are increasingly worried, particularly since 23-year-old Juan Manuel Montes, who thought he had DACA protection, was deported to his native Mexico in February. Martha Zavala Perez also has DACA status. She was born in Mexico and found out she was undocumented when she applied to community college. Martha, the attorneys for Juan Manuel Montes says their client was funneled across the border without so much as a piece of paper to explain why. What did you think when you heard the news about him?
The immigrant community, we know how Border Patrol works, and they funnel people through. They ignore due process. To be honest, when I found out that Juan Manuel Montes had been deported, I was not surprised. I knew it was going to happen. It was just a matter of time.
Many media reports suggest Montes is the first deported Dreamer, and he's not. I mean, as you probably know, many people with DACA were actually deported under Obama. Montes is the first deported under Trump. For you, does that make this case different? And if so, how?
Yes, it definitely makes it different because, of course, we don't find this administration credible, right? If on the one hand you tell me, follow the rules, do what you need to do, and I'm not going to hurt you, but then this happens, right? So again, actions versus words. Even with DACA, we are not safe under this administration.
Are you or other DACA recipients that you know altering how you're living day to day, given the uncertainties you face now?
Oh, 100%. Every single day when I leave my home, I pray to God I'm going to come back home to see my mother, right? Every single day I go to work, I have no idea what's going to happen, what I'm going to face. When I drive, I'm extra careful. I can't help but look over my shoulder. That is the new normal, to constantly be aware. I'm constantly checking my wallet to make sure I have my DACA permit with me because nothing makes me feel safe at this point.
It's hard to get a grip on just what the White House policy is toward Dreamers. Here's President Trump when he was asked by a reporter in January whether he would continue the DACA program.
The DACA situation is it's a very difficult thing for me because, you know, I love these kids. I love kids. I have kids and grandkids. And I find it very, very hard doing what the law says exactly to do. And, you know, the law is rough. I'm not talking about new laws. I'm talking the existing law. Is very rough. It's very, very rough.
Martha, what did you hear in that statement?
I heard a bunch of words, but no actual sentiments, no actual promises, no actual policy. And the current law states that a DACA individual has the right to due process and cannot be deported. In the case of Juan Manuel Montes, why were his attorneys not notified? Why did he not have his day in court?
Martha, tell us a bit about your own story. How did you end up in the U.S.?
I was born in Mexicali, Mexico. And when I was about a year old, my parents chose to come to this country. By no means was it an easy choice. It was one of looking for greater opportunity, looking for jobs, looking for education. And I was brought to this country. But because my parents knew that racism was alive and well in the United States, they chose to raise me with the belief that I was an American citizen. And so growing up, I never doubted myself. I never doubted my worth, my value, or my right to be in this country. It wasn't until I was 17 and I was applying to college that my parents said, no, you can't send in those applications because you weren't born in this country. So at 17, I had to come to grips with my new identity. I had to meet with lawyers, figure out what I was and was not allowed to do. And I had to understand the fact that there are people in this country who do not believe in my right to be here.
Martha Zavala Perez was born in Mexico. She has DACA status and teaches at California State University, Channel Islands. Thanks, Martha.
Thank you, Carol.
Do deportations really fix the problem of illegal immigration? The World's Maria Muriel has been digging into this, and you can check out her reporting at PRI.org.